Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ross Perot, the Texas billionaire who twice ran for president in the 1990s, has died at the age of 89. On our newsline is Susan Page, Washington bureau chief at USA Today, who covered both of Ross Perot's presidential campaigns back in the day. Susan, Perot made quite a splash in 92 as an independent candidate for president. How do you remember him?
Well, he was an eccentric guy. He was an original. He was a real character, and he had real influence on how that 1992 campaign went. He gave lots of trouble to George H.W. Bush, who was seeking his second term. And in the end of the day, he didn't win the presidency, Ross Perot didn't, but he did better than any third-party candidate had done since Teddy Roosevelt.
Was he consequential in 92? Do you think he may have affected the outcome?
Well, I'll tell you who thought he did. George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush both blamed Ross Perot for Bush's defeat and his bid for a second term. Now, some analysts look at the exit polls and say that it's not so clear who Ross Perot's support came from. But it is true that the dynamic of that election was damaging to George Bush. Ross Perot really hit him on some of his vulnerabilities when it came to connecting with voters. When Ross Perot came in as an outsider at a time people were dissatisfied with what was happening in Washington, so I think history isn't clear on whether he cost Bush a second term, but the Bushes sure thought he did.
You know, I remember from that 92 campaign, he was polling well. He dropped out of the race for a few months, and then he reemerged. What happened there, and did that hurt him in the long run?
Well, it did. You know, he was riding pretty high at the point he dropped out. When he came back in, he had a story that said that there were Republican dirty tricks that were trying to embarrass his daughter before her wedding, and that was why he dropped out. That was a story that was never fully explained to the rest of us, and it kind of contributed to a sense that of Ross Perot's eccentricity, that he was that he had conspiratorial views about various things, including that. It did, I think, cost him some of his momentum in that campaign. It was a surprise to many when he did as well as he did on Election Day that year.
Was he a nice man?
He had many admirable qualities. He was a patriot. He was a graduate of the Naval Academy. He did a lot for American POWs during the Vietnam War. But I think people did not think he was particularly a nice man. He was a driven guy. He grew up in Texarkana, Texas, and became one of the richest men in the world. So I don't think nice was the first adjective people used with him.
To put a bow on this, I don't know if he was the most impactful independent candidate in recent history. I mean, I guess George Wallace might come to mind, but Ross Perot certainly belongs on that list, right?
He does. He was consequential in the election. He was consequential in the United States. He was consequential as a figure of the American dream at a time when people saw America as a Norman Rockwell painting. And in fact, he loved Norman Rockwell and had his paintings all over his home and office.
Susan Page was on the campaign trail with Ross Perot for Newsday in 1992 and then USA Today in 1996. Susan, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.